Hey, it's Eloise Ansell here with Intuition Talks podcast. Hello, welcome. Are you having a great day? I hope you are. So, I just wanted to touch on something today. And I'm always saying use your intuition and follow it 100%. And sometimes it's not always your intuition talking. Sometimes it can be the ego or the mind getting in the way. And we have to notice, be able to learn to notice that difference in quality of thought or idea. And but who's to say it's not your intuition? So, go with it 100%, but also in the background, remember sometimes things are going to creep in, those belief systems, those assumptions, those fears, those beliefs at deep subconscious level are going to try and rule things. So watch out for them. Just know that they can creep in there. So sometimes when I haven't got a topic in my head, I open a book out at a page, just a random book. And the thing that caught my eye in this book today was No More Assuming. It's actually a book I got given for free, Millionaire Success Habits, The Gateway to Wealth and Prosperity by Dean Graziosi. He's quite a good guy. I quite like him, but I haven't read the book. He gave it to me at an event I went to. But yeah, so I just randomly opened the book. So no more assuming. Another huge problem we have after the yes, I presume that's what it's talking about, getting to yes, is assuming you know what people are thinking and feeling. We do this in our personal lives as well as business, and it can cost you your money as well as unwanted stress. And then he goes on to share a story where he thought and assumed he knew what people were thinking and feeling, and which is on for a few pages. I'm not going to read through all of that, but it made me think, like if we're really living into our subtle senses, and we are quite sensitive people, and if you're drawn to listen to this podcast, newsflash, you probably are a sensitive person. So it's not so much assuming that you know what people are thinking or feeling, you probably do. And quite often you will take those feelings and those thoughts that you're hearing from other people and even take them on as your own thoughts and feelings. So I've learned, well, from quite a young age, that I normally know what people are thinking or feeling. It's not like a mind reading and I know word for word what's going through their head, but I will know what is going through their head in a subtle way. I'll get a feeling for it, or sometimes if I have to know more specifically, I'll get the kind of the words pop up. So it's quite fascinating to come from that space. Now, it's not like I'm listening to people's thoughts and feelings constantly every day, but if I'm interacting one-on-one with someone, or I'm having an issue with someone and I'm kind of connecting with them to work through it, quite often I will be subtly reading their thoughts and feelings, and not just what they're having now in this moment, but what are those overriding and underlying beliefs and thoughts that they've been having that are about this situation. So I can't think of an example, but let's think of something. So maybe, I'm having a conversation with someone and I can see they're frustrated and they're full of fear. I'm getting that feeling and I'm like, what's driving this for them? Because I don't think I'm doing anything that's generating this for them. So what's generating it within them? And then I'll get a glimpse of something that happened with their mum or their dad, or something that went through their head maybe 2 weeks ago, and that's been the thing that's driving this way of them kind of showing up in the world or interacting with me. And I'm like, oh, okay, that's where they're coming from. And if I know where they're coming from, normally I can then not kind of go, hey, you're worried about this, let's solve this. But actually, I did do that the other day with someone. But you can kind of like guide the conversation in a way of making sure that they feel safe around what it is that's upsetting them. And this is a skill to learn, and it's something that comes with time. But as you spend more time opening the intuition and working in this way, you will notice more and more that these things are happening and that you're noticing people's thoughts and feelings. So start to utilize that. Now, I don't use this to manipulate people and cause them problems, but I make it so that, you know, I want everyone to feel at ease in life and have more joy. So why not help people get out of this stuff? So, example, the other day I really wanted someone to, there's a little team I run, and I really wanted someone to come on board and help us because we'd lost a member of the team. And there was this guy that I, you know, flagged to the, my bigger team, if you like, ages ago, that I was like, oh, I think he'd be really good. And I can't, you know, for some reason we'd said no to asking him, and then suddenly someone had asked him, and then the ball get given to me in order to persuade him to join us. And I was like, oh, right, okay, great, I'm gonna get him on the team. But he was like, oh, I'll think about it. And I was like, oh, okay, he's gonna think about it. And then I went, okay, tell me, universe, what is the thing that he needs, what's his number one concern? You know, what is it that's holding him back from saying yes now in this moment? And about half an hour later, I suddenly got the thought, I went, oh, it's this. And so the next morning, I just dropped him an email about some stuff. And at the end, I went, hey, if it's this that's holding you back, we can work around it. And I'd already actually discussed it with someone else just to make sure that that was okay first. And then he said yes. I was like, oh, it probably was that. And, you know, sometimes you can pick that up by actually looking at their behaviour or looking at the patterns of how they do things normally. But sometimes it's just that subtle kick of going, oh, it's that. And then, you know, it can use that to, you know, actually solve that problem. Because even though, you know, he couldn't commit to doing everything we'd love him to do, if he can do 90% of it and be there for us, that's brilliant. And we can, you know, the team can take up the slack of that extra, that 10% that he can't give us. And we're fine with doing that if we get a great person on board. So, no, it's a bit of a woolly example, but you get the idea. And it's great, because then, you know, he gets to win and join my team and have some fun with us. We get a win because we get him on the team and he's a really good person. And, you know, and between us all, we'll, you know, we'll solve that. So everybody wins. And that's what we want. We want to win, 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 win. I remember in the corporate world, I go on all these courses where we talk about, you know, is it a lose-lose, a win-lose, or a win-win? And, you know, you'd always try to get to a win-win. But I always want to get to a win-win-win. So is it a win for me? Is it a win for the other person? And is it a win for the planet? You know, that's, and I think I've heard other people say that as well. And I think it's such a great way of kind of looking at things. So anytime I'm thinking through something or doing something, I always want to know, you know, is it a win for me? Is it a win for them? And that could be like 90% of a win, and that would still be a win. It doesn't have to be absolutely 100% what we need. But if it isn't 100% win for the planet, then, you know, why would we do this? So that's also another great kind of, you know, thing to think about when we're kind of going through life and doing stuff. So just be aware. I mean, the key message here is that as you're working more on your intuition, and you're working to open the subtle senses, and if you're on this journey, you are probably a very sensitive person. You are probably hearing people's thoughts and feelings, and not all of them, not everything that you feel is going to be your stuff, because you're going to be feeling into everybody, the neighbours, the people out on the street, the people, you know, like in clinic, when I'm with a client, I'm always hearing their stuff. You know, there's constantly things around us that are, you know, just, it's not ours. But if we're open, we're going to be feeling that, we're going to be sensing it on some level. And sometimes that's going to get fed back to us by us feeling it. And then we go, oh, why am I feeling that way? And it's not us at all. It's other people. And I've probably shared this before, but this happened to me about 7-8 years ago. I was on a training course, and it was a great day, but there were like 50 of us squashed into quite a small room, which wasn't a problem, but because it was such a hot day, it felt very kind of squashed, if that makes sense. It wasn't like too many people, but it was a lot of people in a small space. And the gentleman who was the main person running the day, I've known of him for years, and I'd never met him, and it was my first time meeting him, and within about 5 minutes I went, oh, he's gay, oh, okay, cool. And, I grew up in Brighton, I'm like maybe my gaydar, as we might call it, it's quite good, but, I've got no worries about that, everyone always thinks it's in the water here, and we're all gay and lesbian, but, whatever. It's just like, I had to watch videos of men snogging at school. It's just part of life here. And so I have absolutely no, stuff around that. And, I was like, oh, okay, great. And then we were going through the day and it was this wonderful day. And after lunch, he said something that basically gave a hint that he was gay. And he hadn't, it's his sexuality. It hasn't got nothing to do with the training course. So he didn't need to share that. It wasn't, it wasn't something like that he needed to do. But he mentioned something. And suddenly I started to flush and felt very embarrassed. And I was like, hang on a minute, I already knew. And immediately I went, but I knew he was gay. Why am I, what's all this emotion coming up within me? And then I realised it wasn't me at all. It was all the women in the room. So all these women in the room are going, oh my God, he's gorgeous. I'd love to date him. And hadn't twinked. It's just like, so like there was this like kind of all this emotion going on when he let out that he was gay because I hadn't twinked. And they were all like, oh, like really upset about it. But I took all that emotion on and I was like, why am I feeling this way? And it was that first glimpse of going, this isn't mine, and really kind of clocking that in such a unique, perfect way. And I went, oh, do you know, all those times I've probably felt really embarrassed over the years and not understood why my emotions had kind of reacted to an event in a certain way. And I'm like, it wasn't my stuff anyway. It's like, it's mad. So that was my first time that I really noticed it. And then I went, oh, this has been happening my whole life. And hadn't clocked it. And now it's great because I used to flush and get like embarrassed about stuff quite regularly and never have a clue what it was about. And now I know it probably never was my stuff. So actually, I don't flush and get embarrassed anymore. I don't think I have since that event. And it's great because now actually, in some ways, I think I was limiting myself in what I was doing in life and who I was being and what I'd say. And, certainly if there was someone I fancied, going up to them having a conversation was quite difficult because I thought I'd flush and get embarrassed. But actually, sometimes it could have been them getting embarrassed or other people around me, and it wasn't even my stuff. So, I'd been limiting myself and there was no need to. So, just really notice how much you are taking on other people's stuff, or you're feeding into it, or you're picking it up and taking it on as your own. And also use it when that occurs, just to help and support the people around you. If they're having some stuff going on, some beliefs or some fears and things going on, can you help with them with it? Can you set them in a direction of someone that could help them? Even send them to me. I'll sort them out. But, it's like there's always someone that could help them. It doesn't have to be like in a weird way. Like sometimes I offer people, I'm like, hey, I suddenly thought of you and thought that this might be useful for you. But, if not, don't worry about it. And just give them the information and then let them choose whether they do anything with it. It's like sometimes I let go of clients, they go, either they come to the end of what they wanted to work through with me or even if they're still working with me, I might get an idea that actually another modality or a training or something would be perfect for them. And it's exactly what they need in order to take that next step or clear what's going on for them. And all I can do is give them the information. If they don't act on it, I have no control over that. I can't keep phoning them every week going, have you read that email I sent you? Have you read that email? Have you done that thing yet? You know, I'm not going to nag them. You know, you would give them the information and then leave it with them. And if I speak to them, I might say to them, hey, did you look that stuff up, if it pops into my head? But I can't force them to do it. You just got to give them the information and then and let them choose and get on with it. And it's the same with this. Even if it's screaming at me that they need, if someone needs something while I'm stood in the post office chatting to them, it's not always appropriate for me to act on that and you know, tell some random stranger that they need to go and, you know, get acupuncture or something. So, you know, you've got to get yourself safe at the end of the day. But also, you know, acknowledge when you are having a conversation with someone. You know, if you've been having a conversation for a good 20, 30 minutes and there's a bit more rapport there, then you probably can start going into that space. So, you know, help people, support them in your day-to-day life, and we can all have more joy and ease in our lives, and that would be beautiful. Anyway, right, have a great week, and I'll catch up with you soon. Bye.